So, an Illinois man who complained he was being ignored.
You know, Glenn Close had that same problem at one time.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, bunny
and a rabbit died.
That.
I was going to say, it didn't end well for a bunny rabbit.
Yeah, anyway. Captured the attention, well, of police.
Well, he wasn't ignored for long.
No.
No.
And maybe that's not who he was necessarily trying to get the attention of, but it worked. Not only by running naked through a restaurant parking lot.
Oh, even better.
Mm-hmm. But by demanding to know about the dedication of Bears quarterback Jay Cutler.
What, do you want a hug?
Yeah really.
A sheriff's deputy reported that she spotted the man yelling obscenities and threats, and he was yelling, "Do you think Jay Cutler gave up?"
Something tells me it didn't sound like that.
Yeah, probably not. In an apparent reference to the quarterback sitting out for about half of the NFC Championship game with a knee injury. After wrestling with a couple of deputies, it says here.
Because after all,
that's a tough job.
Yeah, he was taken to a nearby hospital.
Yeah.
After all, where do you put your hands?
Yeah. I mean,
that's right. And the deputies took a bath.
Yeah.
With a high pressure hose.
Why not just tase from a distance?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do that, you know?
Well, maybe they have a policy against it.
Could be. A little pepper spray wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, some less lethal force.
Yeah.
Yeah. You some overalls would have done wonders.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
A barrel.
Yeah.
Gunny sack.
It's going to be a good morning.
They didn't mention that in the job interview process.
No.
Yeah. Must tackle naked crazy people.
Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
And defend the honor of Jay Cutler.
Yeah, really.
We're going to have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get here, took a train to play bus.
And again, it's Illinois in February.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. Still a chill in the air.
So.
Aggie fans, Coach Pat Henry and his two-time defending NCAA men's and women's track and field teams are intent on winning national titles right here in College Station. Texas A&M to host the 2011 NCAA Indoor Track and Field Championships. March 11th and 12th, the national championships at the Gillum Indoor Track on the A&M campus. All session passes start at only $25. Purchase your all session passes to the 2011 NCAA Track and Field Championships. Visit tickets.12thmanfoundation.com.
Hey, there you go, 614, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Boy, we may need some alternate birthdays today.
Oh, I'm already on it, and you know what? The alternates are even weak. But
really? Wait. No.
Oh, no, wait, we do. We do have a biggie today.
We got one. Well, hang on. Happy birthday to my son, Jackson.
Hey, there you go.
He is two.
He's the most famous person I got on my list.
All right. and in celebration, got stuck with needles yesterday.
Yeah, he got stabbed yesterday.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
He got stabbed yesterday and then promptly went back to school and bit someone. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He kicked the party off right.
Wow.
You know, his middle name is not Charlie Sheen.
No.
But we didn't find him partying with any of the young ladies there at the daycare. But
I'll bet. Well, you know, if he's a biter, you know.
Yeah.
So now, what time of day did he come into the world?
We were induced.
Yeah.
And so
you got a chance.
Well, actually, you weren't.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I should.
That's one thing.
Point.
Good point. You can't take credit for that, Jay.
Yeah. My wife was induced.
Okay.
And, we went in about this time, actually. We went in and had to go in about 5 o'clock in the morning. And he arrived, I think, about one.
So you were late for work that day?
Yeah. Took the day off, even.
Oh, my God.
So it's got like a concierge service, right?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
When would you like to come in? Okay, fine. We'll go ahead.
No, it was great. I mean, the only uncertainty about it was you had to call to see if they had a bed.
Okay.
And the policy was, look, if we got a bed, you're having a baby.
Okay.
Hey, can take that.
There you go.
What a deal.
We don't waste a bed.
No. So happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday to Jackson Murphy. There you go. Jackson Murphy, that guy's got to be an entertainer of some sort, don't you think? With that name?
Wanted him to have a good, strong name.
There you go. Bluegrass.
Jack, like Jack Bauer.
All right, you're making him left-handed, though, aren't you?
He actually, we're not making him anything, but he's favoring his left hand.
Uh-huh. All right.
And even throwing a ball, and I'm sitting there going, yes.
There you go.
Chase ties the right hand behind his back. And
okay,
the
we
ball
didn't have to
it.
Say that part.
All right, here we go.
That's right. Jamie doesn't know everything.
That's right. You know? That's right.
Dang.
What mommy doesn't know doesn't hurt her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bluegrass musician Doc Watson is 88 years old today.
There you go, Jack. Yeah.
There you go. Hattie Winston was in Becker and the Electric Company at 66 years old. I told you it was weak. Singer guitarist Robin Hitchcock turns 58 years old. Actress Miranda Richardson is 53 years old, and actress Julie Bowen, she was in Boston Legal and Ed. I actually know what she looks like. She's 41 years old today. Jessica Biel, the actress, I know what she looks like. Easy boy. Is 29 years old today. And, Herschel Walker's birthday is today, the NFL running back from the University of
Georgia
is 49 years old today.
Almost was a fight to take.
That's right. And Jackie.
Really?
Yeah. And Jackie Joyner Kersee, the Olympic gold medalist, all-time great heptathlete, is also 49 years old today. Same age as Herschel Walker. And that's all I got.
David Faustino from Married with Children.
Like I say, that's all I had. Yeah.
37.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tone Loke.
Oh, what? Wild Thing.
Mr. Loke would be 40.
And, of course, Funky Cold Medina, the follow-up hit.
That's the episode I thought. So moving on to half birthdays.
Yeah.
6 months from now, we'll be celebrating the birthdays of Al Jardine, Valerie Perrine, Adam Curry. Remember him? He was one of those VJs on MTNV.
That's what he was. So.
And God love him. Charlie Sheen.
Oh.
If he makes it that far.
If he makes it that far. That's right.
If he makes it that far.
If a celebrity drops anytime soon, you got to figure Charlie Sheen's going to be number two on the three list.
Something like that. But in the meantime, he is in the bright glare. Everybody's watching his every move. And actually, you think about it, 6 months from now, he'll actually have a reason to
celebrate.
Yeah, there you go.